Today's daf from Masechet Yevamot is daf mem, and we're holding on the bottom of Lamed Tet Omud Beit. So we were discussing right now how it is that we should understand the braita that talks about it being a mitzvah, Yevam Yavo Ala Mitzvah, and we had two different approaches. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avadimi said it was going according to Abba Shaul, and when it said Yachol Tachzor L'Hetera HaRishon, what that would mean is that you think that you're going to get away with marrying her the way you used to marry her. That you can doesn't matter before your brother married her. It doesn't matter what your kavana is. Now the intent is mitzvah and only mitzvah. Whereas Rava said, no, that's not the way to read it. Actually, the way to read it is that you might think that you have the choice, like you had originally, of taking her or not taking her. And by extension, that same choice would mean that you might think that you have an option of either doing Yibum or Chalitza. Kamash Malan, that no, your first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yibum. So that was the possibility, two different possibilities. And today, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the structure of the Brit as a whole, which we didn't really know before. We had just concentrated on this particular part, which actually is the seifa of the braita. But says the Gemara today, if you take a look at the reisha of the braita, we're at the last line, Ema reisha, look at the reisha of the braita. The braita brings a similar issue from the question of by Minachot. So it says over there, Matzot te'achel b'makom kadosh, that you're supposed to eat it as matzot inside of the Azara, and it says that this is also the same lashon, mitzvah. And here too, we have the same structure. Shabbat chila, before you were magdish this mincha to be a korban, hayta alav bichlal ter. So you could have eaten this mincha stam. The moment you're magdish it, it became osur to you, because now it's hekdesh, and you would be over on the ila if you ate it until you did haktaras hakometz and prepared it and so on. So now, chazra v'utra, at this point that you were makdish the kometz and the matir, yochol tachzor l'tera rishon, you notice this exact parallel to the case of Yibam that we had, right? So you might think that it'll be mutter the way it was originally. Talmud lomar matzot yachil b'makom kadosh, mitzvah. Now, whatever the two cases are, they certainly have to have some similarity to be put into this format in the same braita. So Bishlam al-Rava, Rav understood that the meaning of the seifa of the braita was that it's Hamana Rabbanani, not Abishal. And the meaning of the word mitzvah means that it's a mitzvah to be miyabem. So here, in the Reisha, maybe you could read it the same way. You could say like this, Hachikomar, Matzot Yachil B'Makom Kadosh Mitzvah, because initially, before you were magdish this for a mincha, you could do what you want. You want to eat it, fine. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it. Nobody's telling you what to do. Now, when it was Hukdasha, you had no choice not to eat it, because it was osur. Now you brought the Kemetz, so you were matir it. So now it was Chazir v'Hutra. You might think it was Hutra to you in exactly the same fashion it was before. Yochot tachzor l'hetera harishon, meaning the way Rava would have understood the Sefer, meaning here in the Reisha, Ratza ochla, Ratza ino ochla. So you might think it's up to you to eat. Therefore comes along the Pasuk to tell me no, it's a mitzvah, matzot yachil b'makom kadosh. That's fine. Wait, hold on a minute. Ask the Gemara exactly the same question that we asked when we made that statement about the Vavama. What do you mean, Ratza? It's up to you. How could you say Ratza ino ochla? It's a beferish pasuk v'achlu otam asher kuparbam. The Kohen has to eat the mincha. So it's a chi of diraita. What do you mean? How would I possibly have made the mistake of thinking without this pasuk and this diak of mitzvah that you could possibly get away without being mekayim the mitzvah of achilas mincha? So how could you? No, I mean, Ella Ratza hu ochla, Ratza Kohen acher ochla. You might think that actually it doesn't matter who eats the mincha. There is a mitzvah lechatchila, just like we said, by yibum. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to do yibum, even though you can do chalitza here too. It's a mitzvah lechatchila that the kohen who actually did the haktorah, he is the one that should do the achila. So now it's a perfect parallel to the case of yibum that we have in the seifa. So it makes sense. But according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, there's absolutely no parallel. Because Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi wanted to explain that the Sefer was going a libda b'shol, and that therefore the Rotza or Eino Rotza was a question of intent. Now how the heck can you read that into the Reisha? There's no two ways of doing the same thing. So over there, according to Shor Abashol, Hoka Maitrei Gavne Yika, what are your two options and how to eat a mincha? That you're saying Rotza or Lo Rotza. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, that's the same thing. If the Kohen wants to eat the mincha just because he's hungry, l'teyavon. So I would be saying if the yavon wants to take the yavama just because he's horny. So that would be l'teyavon. And you'll say the same thing over here. Ochla. Ratza ochla chila gasa ochla. You can eat it however he wants, like a slob. Wait, hold on a minute. Achila gasa. Achila gasa, you know, wouldn't even be yotzi. That's not even called achila. I thought Amar Reish Lakish, ochal achila gasa, b'yom HaKippur, mispater. So obviously, you can't possibly call this something that could be yotzi, achiyav of achila, if you're potter on eating on Yom Kippur. So what would that mean? I mean, there's no lo to unet. You're right. Let me change that a bit. That ela rotza, you can eat it as matzah. Rotza, you can eat it as chametz. No. Of course you can't eat. What are you talking about? It says, lo te'afech chametz chalkam. And the Reish Lakish explained that means even chalkam, meaning even the shiorei amarachot that the kohen is eating can't be chametz. Lo te'afech chametz. So sorry, scratch that too. Okay, maybe it's like this. Ratza, you can eat it as matzah, meaning baked matzah. And ratza, you can eat it as scalded grain, you know, so at least it doesn't become chametz, but it's not matzah. Says the Gemara, when you say it's chalut, before we come to any conclusion, and you're saying you can't eat a mincha as chalut, what exactly are you referring to? Echidami. I mean, is it unleavened? So then, I mean, what does it have a din of? Does it have a din of matzah? So it is matzah. If it's not matzah, then again, what's your havamina? I don't get it. How can you fool yourself with the saying, rotza, you could eat it chalut, if chalut isn't matzah, if the Torah said it, you have to eat matzah. Matzot am rachman. Well, actually, what I could say is that it has a din of matzah, but the reason that the pasuk repeats that matzot te'achel is to tell me you have to eat a mincha that is specifically made as normal matzahs, baked matzah, as opposed to chalut. Says the Gemara, so if you're telling me that chalut is matzah, what do you mean? You don't mean that you can eat a mincha as chalut, you just said that the Torah said you can't eat a mincha as chalut. So what exactly do you mean? Answers the Gemara, I mean that if you eat that way on Pesach, even if, let's say you take the grain, right, and you scald it, and then you bake it. So, afal pi dechalte miikora, even if you did that, and as long as kiven dada afi betanur, so basically you treated your matzah like a donut, so like a bagel, sorry. So you boiled it, and then you went ahead and you baked it. So then you would call that lechemoni. And Adam Yotzeba Yedechovato be Pesach. But by mincha, the Torah tells you that no, it has to be fully afui and not chalut before. So you can't boil it before. And maybe that's the difference. There are two ways of achila, and here there are two ways of taking yevama. It's a little bit crutchy, but it's possible. Even though if somebody is miyabim, we saw before, as we're going to see in a moment in the Mishnah, that he becomes the sole heir of these deceased brothers' property. But if he does chalitza, he has no rights. He's like any of the brothers, and he shares a chalik with the other brothers in the nichsei hameit. Of course, brothers are never yoresh if a father is around, because the way that Yerusha works is first it goes up to the previous generation. If the previous generation is not alive, then it spreads horizontally, then it goes down again, which causes it to spread horizontally from the mate as if it went to the Achim, but it never really went to the Achim. It went to the father, and then the Achim inherited the father if he wasn't alive. So, therefore, he would get nothing, obviously. Nobody would get anything if the father is alive in this case. The only time the Torah gives it to anybody else is in the case of a brother who was actually Koneset Yevimto and was Bekayim Yibam. HaKoneset Yevimto, so somebody who actually took his Yevoma and was Mekayim the Mitzvah, then he is Zolcha Minachasim Shel Achiv. Rav Yehuda Aimer, now wait a minute. That isn't strictly true. It's only if there's no father, as a brother, he would get all the nechasim of Achiv. But Benkach, whether he did Chalitz or he did Yibam, if the father is alive, then Im Yesham Adayim, here, if there's still a father that's around, then the nechasim go to the Shel Av. Okay, as the Gemara, obviously, Pshita, I mean, why would somebody who refused to be Machnis his Yavama, why would I have a Havamina that because of that he should take more than the other brothers? No, yes, because I would indeed think. The truth is, Rashi learns that the Havamina in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Pshita, is that the only Chiddush in the Mishnah is that he does have a Chelek. So it says, Pshita, why wouldn't he have a Chelek? I mean, should he be worse than any other brother? So that's Pshita. And the Gemara's answer, no. The Havamina was that he would get all of it. Because since Chalitza is a form of Yibum, so to speak, it's the option for Yibum. So Havamina Chalitza Bokum Yibum Kaimei, Kamash Malan, that he only gets a chelek. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if that is the chiddush, that he doesn't take the whole thing, then why would it say, Hareu Keachad Min Achim? It should have said, he is no better than the other brothers. But when it says it in this fashion, it's mashma that, as Rashi pointed out, that's the whole chiddush. Uh-oh, you're right. So we need another explanation. Ella, there is, in fact, a chiddush in his being like the brothers. Because since, we might have thought that since he was mafsit, the brother, from Yibum, and he didn't give him, by doing chalitza, not only was he not miyabim, but he prevented any brother from being miyabim once one of them does chalitza. So you might have thought that, listen, he did such a rotten thing, liknisei, that the chachamim should give him a knas, that he shouldn't be zeicha to any of the nechasim, kamash malon, that we don't do that. Continues the Mishnah Yesham Av, if there is a father, then it all goes to the father, Diyom Amar, Av kodem l'cho yotze yerecho, because in the dinim of Nachala, the father always comes first. Rebutimer, Benkach or Benkach, whether it was Chalitz or whether it was Yibum, a father always comes first. Omarula. In fact, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, V'chedom Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, V'omarula V'itamer Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha, what's the basis of it? Because the whole idea is from the Potik V'vahoya HaBechor Asher Teleit, that din is equivalent to his being a Bechor. But just like the Bechor, no matter what he has, even if it's double, he does not have anything while the father is alive. The Achim also, Eino B'chayav, as a Yavam, taking over the Chelek of the Yavam. Ask the Gemara if you're going to compare it to a Bechor. So why not say, if the Bechor takes a double portion than any other brother, so the Bechor is Noto Pishnaim after the father dies, so maybe then the Yavam should be called a Bechor to be Noto Pishnaim after the father does die. Says the Gemara, no. It doesn't say Yakum Hashem Aviv. Come on, it says Yakum Hashem Achiv. So Achiv, Achiv, Elo Hashem Aviv. And since at the time that the father died, the brother died, there was no moment that he could possibly have been treated as a Bechor in those Nechasim, he is only going to be Yoresh the father when the father dies, because now this already became the father's property. And therefore there's no Avamina that he could have dub. Ask the Gemara these questions, actually, we dealt with earlier, but the Gemara repeats it here because we're being Isaac in understanding the Pasuk HaLibid Rebiyat. Ask the Gemara, V'ema Ekel Leka Av, maybe we would say, we have the same idea that we had before about Bechor, so maybe if there is no father in that case, that there's little Ishko Nachla, we're over there, he is able to be Notel in Nachla, where there the father is not in the way. So there Titkayim Mitzvat Yibum, but Einachinami Echadayika, if there's a father where the Yavam doesn't get Nachla, so then maybe indeed the Din of Yibum is dependent on the Din of Nachla. He's not going to be Mekayim the Din of Nachla now, in the same way that we said the Bechora he's not going to get now. So then we should go ahead and say that the Din of Yibum is dependent on Nachla. So since when is Yibum dependent on Nachla? This is something of a little play on words that the Gemara is making over here, because obviously we said before Yibum is Tala and Nachla, but that was in terms of defining who is the brother. In that sense, it was dependent on Nachla, but that the mitzvah of Yibum should be Tala and Nachla, of course, is a joke. There is no way that we would say such a thing. You should go ahead, Yibum Imiyab. If there's a Nachla, it'll be Noitel the Nachla. If there's not a Nachla, it won't be Noitel the Nachla. But certainly, so Iyik Nachla Shakil, Iyik Nachla Lo Shakil. Yosef Reb Chanina Kara, the famous Boki in the Korea of Tanakh, so Reb Chanina, he was sitting Kamed Reb Yana, V'yoti V'komar Alachak Reb Yudah, and he was saying over that that's how we paskin, as all of the Mandiyomim before said. Amarles Reb Yanai said to him, look, if you want to go ahead and being a Korei, meaning right now you've turned into a town crier, why don't you poke Korei Kraya Chalavrara? Why don't you go outdoors and shout it to the outdoors? Because it's ridiculous. Ain't alaka Reb Yehuda. Toni Tanak Amed Reb Nachman. Ain't alaka Reb Yehuda. And the town actually said that to Reb Nachman, we don't pass like Reb Yehuda. So Reb Nachman said to the Tana, Elokaman, so who do you think the halach is like the Rabbanan? Obviously, isn't that pshita that the halach? Isn't Yochid v'Rabim halach k'Rabim? Oh, Marley, so the Tana asked Reb Nachman, so shall I erase, delete this from my disk? Oh, Marley, no, do not erase. I'll tell you what happened over here. Because at halach atnayach, actually, initially, you were taught that the halach is like Reb Yehuda, which is a chiddush because it's not pasuk like the rabbi. And you had problems with that because it didn't make sense, and because of that, you were a fachta, and you started reading because we pasuk like the rabbi. Since now there are those that did say it over that halacha is Reb Yehuda, you did the right thing in being saying in halacha Reb Yehuda as an important piece of information to counter the misinformation of those who said halacha Reb Yehuda, and therefore do not erase this because there's many people who are confused about it. The meaning, the moment that you do chalitza, then the one who does chalitza becomes usur in all of the relatives of the one he did chalitza to, and the one who did chalitza is usher in his krovim, because the chachamim were gozer that whatever would be usher on a woman, the relatives of a woman that a husband divorced, are also usher on a husband, so to speak, a yavam who gives chalitza, such that chalitza and get should never be confused, and they remain usher as if there was a gerushin. So let's go through the cases. The choletz would be usher to marry her mother, because if he had been a husband, he would have been usher on her mother. He's also the grandmother, of course, as we saw before. The rabbanon shnias, These Aim Ima, Aim Avia, obviously is Asra on her daughter, her granddaughter, through another daughter, her granddaughter through a son. He's Asra on her sister, but only as long as she's alive, just like if he'd been married to her, it would only have been as long as she's alive. But the Achin are Mutarim, because the Gezeira is only on the one who did the act of Chalitza, because he's similar to the one who gave a get. The Yi, the other way around, she is Asura to marry his father because she is Kalato of that father. She's also on his grandfather because those two, the Rabbanan extended. And it's not called Gzeira L'Gzeira because we're simply treating her as, treating them as being married. So whatever would have been Asura to one is Asura in the case of Mia, Chalitza. And Bivno, which would be, obviously, the son can't marry because she is like the Eshet Ta'av to him. To the Cholitz is like the Eshet. Bebein Beno, because that would be like the grandfather's wife. Be'achiv, Beven Achiv, all of these cases we treat as if she was a Grusha. And as we said before, Mutar Adam Bekrovat Sarat Chalutzato. We don't consider a Tzara to be the equivalent of a Chalutza, that all of the relatives of the Tzora should be Osir on the one who gives Chalitza. But the Choletz is Osir in the Tzora of Krovat Chalutzato. In other words, if he is Choletz, one of the wife, and the sister of this wife has a Tzora, so that Tzora, if the unrelated person dies, the Tzora is also Asura. Be discussed in the Gemara. Iboilo, kazu shniyot bechalutzaolo. Were we gozer, the second generation, which is only Mr. Min Rabbanan, or is it considered to be the equivalent of gzera legzera? Maybe an erva, which is an isadiraisa le Rabbanan, gozer shniyot. But in the case of the chalutza, which is the Rabbanan, maybe lo kazu shniyot. Odom alo shna. Says the Gemara, well, that's exactly what we just learned, no? Tashma. It says beferish in our Mishnah, who has to be ima, who the emima. Now, all of those cases over here, the mother and the grandmother. Now that is a diraisa. But what about the grandmother of the mother? In other words, the aim ima, the grandmother of the mother of the mother, which is a shnia. Why doesn't it mention that the grandmother is considered to be isha ubita? Essentially, if he takes the grandmother, then he's taking bat bina or bat bita. But why doesn't it mention the great grandmother then? So aim ima lo katani. Well, this is Gemara. Do you time in the lokatani? Mishum the kaboy lamit ne seifa. Maybe that's because it wants to say in the seifa the achin or mutorim in the relatives of the chalutza. And if it would have said aimi ma, so then I might have thought that the only time that achin or mutorim are an aimi ma, because that would be a two step gezera. But be aimi ma be ma where the yisur is diuraita, maybe lo. Maybe in that case, It would in fact not be mutter to the Achim. So we have to make it clear. So it's more important to tell us that there's no gzera on the Achim than it is to tell us the din of the Shniyas. Says the Gemara, Velisne, Eim Eimima, Velisne Achim Mutar and Bekulam. You could have simply said, the brothers are mutter and all of the above. Okay, Kasha. That admittedly is a problem.